This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I got a nice little video for you to watch today if you go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. It's this little dude, little guy, reacting to being called handsome.
Do not call me handsome if you're not going to give me some that badonkadonk.
What? Who's he talking to?
Whoa. I have no idea.
Is he at Hooters or something?
That is...
Hopefully it's not his mom.
I feel like that is who's recording this.
I'm imagining you're right.
What? So his mom probably called him handsome, and this was his reaction?
Do not call me handsome if you're not going to give me some that badonkadonk.
I forgot that was even a term, badonkadonk. Okay. I missed that word. I got to start bringing that one back.
So I feel like he learned that from dad, I would imagine, right?
Or is mom prepping him for when girls call him handsome?
That's a really good guy. He's got time, though. I don't think he's got to worry about it. He doesn't look like he's more than three.
I have no idea how old he is.
Yeah. I mean, so I've got to be thinking he's got some time.
Maybe he's in his 30s. He just looks young.
He's got that Benjamin Button situation.
Yeah.
Okay. That could be it. All right. That happens.
Whoa. I feel like there's going to be a lot of awkward conversations with other people's parents because of
this.
Yeah. Hey, ladies, can I see that badonkadonk?
It's a cute video, except, you know, you just go, what came before it? Like, yeah, hey, handsome.
The first question is, what's a badonkadonk?
Yeah.
The song Honky Tonk Badonkadonk didn't come out, actually came out in 2005.
That Trace Adkins?
Yeah.
My mom loves him. Like
Trace Adkins?
Yeah, I don't know why, but for some reason
she answered a badonkadonk song?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's her jam, her man. Like, if you talk trash about Trace Adkins, you are going to get a lot from my mom.
Okay. I have no idea even who Trace Adkins is. I can't name a single song until the Rev named one.
He has a ponytail.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think he's a country singer. We should probably get a picture of Trace Adkins and see if, in fact, we know the kind of mother, man that his mother's into.
Well, I mean, when did badonkadonk even become a word? Was it from Trace Adkins, or was it before Trace
Adkins? I feel like it's before that. I got to be feeling it's in the 90s, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for a large ass.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I've never been called a badonkadonk, and people have called me a large ass, so I think I should be called a badonkadonk.
Badonkadonky.
Yeah. There we go. Wow. Oh, there we go. That's me. A badonkadonky. Yeah. All right. Well, that's wonderful.
That is awesome.
That is so random. A little child. And if you're just joining us,
mom must be proud.
Yeah. A mom's recording her son, and we assume she called him handsome right before she made this recording.
Do not call me handsome if you're not going to give me some that badonkadonk.
Now, what if this is the nanny? This could be the nanny.
It could be. But what if he learned it from dad who was talking to mom, and mom's like, you look handsome, and, you know, sometimes...
Yeah.
That's something I would be guilty of saying right to my wife.
Oh, you say badonkadonk all the time.
Well, I got to start working. I usually go with dumper, but I think I'm going to have to make the switch.
Wow. Well, dumper...
I don't know which one's worse.
Badonkadonk's better than dumper. Dumper implies the usage of said situation.
Well, before that, it was pooper, and I didn't think that, you know.
Again, pooper and dumper, but that's East Coast. I think badonkadonk is a nice way to say, look, I like what that looks like, even though I don't care what it does.
A sweet turd cutter.
Okay, well, there we go. That's that East Coast charm, ladies and gentlemen.
But I can see dad joking with mom saying something like that, and he picked up on it and just
Kids pick up on everything. Your kid is already learning stuff that you probably don't want her to know but think she's too stupid to figure out. Like, you know, she might be getting words, even though she doesn't know how to say them, but they may be getting in her memory banks.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve.
That's the thing.
Well, I was pretty stoked because I was watching wrestling with her yesterday.
Oh, so hockey, now wrestling.
Well, wrestling was first. Now hockey is...
Oh, I have no idea what you're trying to brainwash this kid about.
Both, like, BJ, both.
All right, perfect. So you're back to watch, so you're throwing some more wrestling with her.
We were watching AEW wrestling, this tag team Top Flight. When they come in, they hit the ring, and then they put their arms up in the air with a big fist. Like,
okay.
Right? So all of a sudden, I look over at her, and she does it. And I was like, that is awesome.
Ah.
She put her arm up in the air and like into a little fist, too.
What?
I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, your wife is... Is your wife aware of any of this?
She saw it as well. She thought it was cute.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what, then? She has to know that she's already lost her daughter to a wrestling hockey guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, I'm your husband, wrestling hockey guy.
Look, who also every once in a while throws the old turd cutter in there, you know, just for romance.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, there you go. That's me, honey. Quite a catch, aren't I?
We have some information about the term badonkadonk. Missy Elliott came up with it, and she even tried to sue Trace Adkins for using it, according to one texter.
Oh, wow. Missy Elliott. Well, Missy Elliott's definitely a person that, you know what, she's qualified to come up with the term and then do whatever she wants with it.
And then a lot of people also said Tracy Morgan used it a lot on Crank Yankers. That's right.
But who came first, Missy or Tracy?
I don't know.
Yeah, we know Trace, obviously, he was in trouble for it. All right, then. We have another lovely story about this underground strip club that just got busted. Oh, man, I didn't get to go there yet. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 617 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical for giving us the Migs Report.
Stop freaking. Call Beacon.
Thanks, Marshawn.
Yeah.
Grabbing my ding-ding.
That's what he's doing.
Yes, he is. It's also a very special day.
for those of you that like it a little spicy.
Ooh, little spicy time.
Today's National Hot Sauce Day.
Oh, all right.
So I don't know what you like to put your hot sauce on. I like a couple, yesterday we were talking about clam chowder.
Yes.
I like to drizzle a couple drops on there with Tabasco. Oh, that's such a great touch.
Nice. I've never tried it, but maybe I have to give it a shot.
I learned it once from a bartender at Red Lobster.
Oh.
She was just like, hey, have you tried a little Tabasco on your clam chowder? I'm like, I don't know. What are you trying to say?
Oh, so that was euphemism right there.
Okay. And I did it, and I was like, that was a game changer. So maybe do that. It's also today for you, Rev, Answer Your Cat's Questions Day.
Oh, nice.
So I don't know if Carl or Frank have any questions. Like,
usually when is dinner time?
All right, well, maybe today you should answer that question.
Oh, I do.
Okay, of all the things to come up with a day for, what?
Look, man, I'm just reading the ones I see.
Why?
Well, you need to answer your cat's questions.
But how often are they asking you a question? Wouldn't the question usually just be, when are you going to leave me alone?
Yeah, usually, but I also got that app that lets you talk to your cat, so I can use that, pull it up, and see what they're really talking about.
Maybe a cat wants to wonder why you're not licking yourself clean like they do?
Oh, God. I really am sorry this day exists.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, we go from cats to a different type of cat.
Because, oh, well,
there have been underground stripper parties going on, guys.
Oh, I see.
Oh, really?
You did there.
That we have not been invited to. Now, granted, they're happening in Los Angeles. I don't know if they're happening here in the Northwest. I was wondering about that. Like, for, like, the dancers out there, it's difficult to find a job. I wonder if they're doing, like, underground type stuff. And today, boom, there's a story about it. Apparently, this has been going on in Los Angeles. They did a big bust. Oddly enough, they were having these underground stripper parties at a flower shop.
Oh.
So I don't know if maybe one of the strippers also works at a flower shop, or they got in cahoots with the florist and said, hey, can we use your facilities because you're not using them?
Every once in a while, they use flowers as a euphemism for a certain body part. So
right.
I don't know if there's any connection at all.
Come on over to tulips,
as it were.
Nice.
All right. Well, anyways, here's one police officer talking about it.
Inside the flower shop, there were in excess of 50 partygoers, most of whom were not wearing masks.
That's bad.
All of which were arrested and issued a promise to appear.
50 people? How big is this flower shop?
Yeah.
You got to wear your mask when you're getting grinded on by a woman.
Yeah, you really do.
It's just how it is.
That's just dumb.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You'd think?
Just dumb.
Well, a lot of people have sex on their mind, BJ. And congratulations, Washington. We are considered one of the most thirsty states.
Oh,
when
nice.
It comes to people who can't stop talking about sex during the pandemic.
Love it.
Apparently, as somebody just did a search through like Google Trends and all those things and tweets and a bunch of stuff and trying to figure out who's the most horny. And they were like looking at tweets like, I need sex or I want sex. What state do you think is the most thirsty?
We are one of the most, but we're not the most.
No, we are number eight.
Oh, we're number eight.
Yes.
Ooh, man. All right, let's go with Oregon.
Oregon. Oh. Not even in the top 10.
Wrong.
Oh, how about that? Vicky.
Montana.
Interesting. Interesting guess, but you are
wrong.
But you are close.
Okay, ooh, I hooked up with good. Dudes from Montana, that's why.
Yes. Oh. All right, Danny.
Colorado.
Colorado is not even in the top 10. I'm sorry.
Wrong.
Rev.
Oh, you said close with the other one, Montana.
No, I'm not saying close because of proximity.
Oh, okay. I'll say Nevada then.
Nevada?
Yeah.
Great guess, Rev. Number two.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, nice.
Number one, go Wolverines, Michigan.
So why is... Oh, Michigan.
Because they both start with the letter M.
Oh. That's a great clue.
I think so.
No, it's not a great clue.
I made it simple. I said, hey, look, it's not about proximity, but it's a good clue.
Do you know how many states start with the letter M? A lot.
How many?
I think like over five.
Well, then that's a 1 out of 5 chance you get it right.
Yeah. Okay.
Could have like been Maryland. Could have been Missouri.
Yeah.
But no, it's Michigan.
Oh, yeah, it is fine. Could have been Massachusetts. Could have been Maine.
But it's not.
Yeah. Damn it.
Number three?
Eight.
Oh, there's eight?
Yeah, there's a lot more.
There's freaking eight.
Right, so 1 out of 8 chance.
It's not a good clue. 1 out of 7 because one of the ones was already guessed.
You're done with your clues.
Fine. I'm going to go to a flower shop and leave right now.
Bye. Good. Take your tulips with you.
Number three, Danny, you'll be happy to hear. New Mexico.
Oh.
I should have gone with that one.
Yeah.
Not surprising, though.
Oh, really?
No, not
Are they
all.
Thirsty there anyway?
Yes.
Oh,
the desert, BJ.
They like the sex.
Oh, the desert does make you thirsty for a lot of things. Apparently not good pizza, though.
We got a big update. Well, the other day we talked about that band Pearl Jam with two M's, which is weird because I'm wearing a Pearl Jam shirt today. And today I come in to news that they've figured everything out when it comes to their lawsuit with Pearl Jam, the real Pearl Jam, because Pearl Jam's like, hey,
we'd like for you to change your band name. You can still be a tribute band, but change the band name, change the merchandise, because they're pretty much just stealing everything from Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
So they've changed their name.
What's the name now? Jerl Pam?
No.
Oh,
that would have been better.
That would have been funny.
They've changed their name to Legal Jam.
Okay. Legal Jam. Oh, because they're trying to make a statement?
Because they were mad at Pearl Jam for threatening to sue them.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, they wanted to go with Petty Jam, but that was taken by a Tom Petty tribute group. No.
Okay.
They also wanted to go with We Like to Steal Other People's Art Jam, but that was also taken.
Oh, damn. Those are good names.
Yeah. Anyway, so there. They can continue.
So Legal Jam will be their new name.
That is their new name, so have fun with that.
All righty.
Legal Jam.
Yeah.
In the world of sports, yesterday some basketball was going on and something very awkward happened during the Jazz-Pelicans game. It had nothing to do with the actual game itself. Shaquille O'Neal, who's been like, you know, one of the commentators, he does like kind of like the pre- and post-game type of stuff. Well, he's been talking about one of the players for the Jazz. It's a player by the name of Donovan Mitchell. And he's been saying that he's just not top-tier player, even though he thinks he might be. He doesn't have what it takes to get to the next level.
Oh, wow.
And he thinks that like they need other players to help boost their game. Well, after the game and after the Jazz won, this Donovan Mitchell guy was talking to Shaquille O'Neal and other people on the panel. Well, he's on the court while they're in like their own like, you know, little setup, maybe like remotely. But Shaq then just out and out tells him that he's not a top player in the league. And it was really awkward.
Well, this is Shaq. I said tonight that you are one of my favorite players, but you don't have what it takes to get to the next level. I said it on purpose. I wanted you to hear it. What do you have to say about that?
All right. That's it.
Okay, cool.
I've been hearing that since my rookie year. You know, I'm just going to get better and do what I do.
Good.
At the end of the day.
That's what I wanted you to hear you say. Yes, love your game, brother. Keep it up.
Appreciate it.
I don't understand what the point was telling him that.
The only thing I could think of is that Shaq didn't want to think that, you know, like, because they get mad at that, the other athletes, like, the crap you say about me, and probably Shaq thought that was hypocritical.
Well, I feel like that's a conversation you could have with him, maybe, like, you know, privately.
I agree with that as well.
It's just really weird, because the guy's like, you know, he's probably feeling good, the team won, he's got the headsets on, one of the greatest players of all time, like, hey, I just want to let you know you're really not as good as you think you are.
You're one of my favorite players, but you're not top tier, and it's like, then why am I your favorite player? Who's got a favorite player that's not top tier ever in their life? You know what I mean? Seriously.
Yeah, I've had some players that I've been a big fan of just for whatever reason, like hockey, that aren't like I wouldn't even say would be a top 50 player, but I like Miles Wood on the Devils a lot because he's kind of a grinder and he likes to fight.
All right.
Maybe he's just trying to give him like a dose of reality. I like BJ, that one guy, I remember he called in and asked if he could be a voice guy, and BJ just was like, no, you're not going to do it.
Right.
There's one difference, though. That guy's not one of my favorite guys.
No, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, and that guy now is playing in the NBA. It's very weird.
Yeah.
That's
strange.
But he's not top tier.
Well, if they could get him on the Jazz, between him and Donovan Mitchell, they would be fantastic.
Oh, yeah, then it would be top tier.
I just like his response. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, douche.
What do you want me to say, Shaq? You blank?
Oh, somebody want to know, is it Legal Jam with two M's, the Pearl Jam cover band? I believe yes.
Oh, it has to be.
Yeah, I think they kept the two M's.
Really has to be.
Another weird thing happened during basketball yesterday during the Knicks-Warriors game. Draymond Green, he got ejected from the game because the ref thought he was cursing the ref out. It turns out he was cursing his own teammate out, but the ref took it personally and kicked the guy out.
Ooh.
And they're like, and even the announcer was just like, I don't understand what's going on. Apparently, the ref thought that he was being targeted by him, and he was saying F word and F that and this, that, and the other thing, and the ref thought it was directed at him, when it turns out after the fact they find out that he was just having a conversation with one of his teammates.
I wonder if you could get him to reverse that, if you could like have a quick conversation and get him to reverse it while it's happening or once they make their move.
They even mentioned, like, they look like the coach for the Warriors was like trying to figure out, can I dispute this? Like, can I throw like, you know, like a challenge flag or something like that? But no, he got kicked out of the game. Very odd.
You know, you can hear stuff too because there's not a lot of fans, so maybe that's something that the ref would never even heard if not for the empty arenas, perhaps.
Right, and then all out of nowhere, then Shaq just starts yelling at the ref, telling him he's not a top-tier ref. It was very odd.
Oh, now he's going to have to tell him that later at the press conference too, now that he did that.
This weekend, we've got some football to watch. Both games are on Sunday, the NFC and AFC championship games. So you got Tampa Bay versus Green Bay. Which one will be the better Bay?
Oh, right. It's the Battle of the Bays.
That's the first game at 1 o'clock, and then Buffalo versus Kansas City. Go Bills, right, BJ?
I'm saying go Bills. It really depends on Mahomes, though, doesn't it?
Well, you can still say go Bills.
Well, I mean, as far as whether or not we have hope.
I think they have hope even with Mahomes.
Oh, 100%. You know what? I'm glad you guys have that ability. I mean, look, Buffalo's a great team, but I mean, Mahomes is an amazing quarterback if he's healthy.
I just want to see if you want to say go Bills.
Oh, okay.
I know you're going to just crap all over their chances.
Go Bills. Well, I'm a realist, man.
You know, there's a 30 for 30 on ESPN about the Buffalo Bills' failure in those four Super Bowls.
Was that the one where they pretended they won? Have you ever seen that?
No. This is a new 30 for 30 that just came out. It's on my DVR. I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to probably watch it this weekend. But it's all about that almost championship dynasty that they could have
become. I lived it, brother. I don't know if I want to watch that again. I lived it.
Well, as far as weather, it's going to be 45 degrees. It's going to sun today.
Oh, all right. It's better than it's going to suck today. I really thought you said it was going to suck today, but it's going to sun today.
That's all the right. Major point. That's what's up.
I don't know how to tell you this, but you're really not top tier.
I mean, look,
I'm a big fan of yours, but you're just not top tier. Sorry.
All right.
There you go.
I don't know what you want me to say.
No, listen. I mean,
people have been saying that to me since my rookie year.
And it's good. You keep working. Okay. You keep working at it, brother. That's why I said it.
You suck at free throws, Shaq.
All right.
Just my ass.
All right. Wow. Hey, Kobe.
Wouldn't that have been great if he said that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Tell me how my blank tastes. Okay. Yesterday, Steve, again, not top tier. Got this one wrong.
Heard on the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 soundtrack, who sings Mr. Blue Sky?
William Shatner.
No.
I can't believe it.
Mr. Jimi Hendrix.
No.
I'm going to go with Mr. Blue Sky.
No. Of course. Steve, how did you miss it? It's ELO. What are you talking about?
ELO.
Yeah.
ELO.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Electric Light Orchestra. Yes. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.